Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
It's really one of the worst feelings in sports, the feeling of what now? That's what the Phoenix Suns and their fans are feeling after Sunday's still inexplicable 33-point loss to game seven to the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference semifinals. Head coach Monty Williams spoke to the media yesterday and covered a lot of ground, from whether or not the Suns' taunting came back to bite them to DeAndre Ayton's upcoming restricted free agency. The fact is, there are four teams still playing playoff basketball, and the Phoenix Suns are not one of them. And I don't think anybody was ready for that reality or the details that went into forming that reality. I expected, after watching what unfolded Sunday, I was like, yeah, Monday's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we'll start to feel a little bit. I feel no different.
No, there's a lot to process here, and I think it's only just beginning. This was a heavy loss, and a very unexpected loss. And there's a lot of anger that has to subside before the grieving begins. That's what I noticed yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, what are there? Seven stages, five stages. How many stages of grief?
I never got through them all. I don't know.
Right. Never quite got past the second or the third. Yeah.
Right. Two and a half, stop caring.
Yeah.
A loss so bad, the organization felt compelled to put out a statement apologizing to their fans.
That's a little soft.
We'll get into that today, but man, just could not go anywhere yesterday. Even conversations, text messages. I'm sure you're sick of talking about this, but I need to talk about this. What happened? Like I explained it,
this will
be the Stonehenge of Arizona sports history.
No
explanation for why it happened, where it happened, where it came from.
Right. And yet there's a lot of people who think something must have happened. And we're going to speculate today. We're going to talk about these things today.
Yes,
we're going to try to get down to the bottom of what we all experienced and why it happened.
Yep. The Eastern Conference Finals get underway tonight in Miami with the Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. It's Miami's sixth trip to the Conference Finals in the last 12 years. Boston there for the seventh time since 2008. Celtics guard Marcus Smart is questionable to play in tonight's Game 1 with a foot sprain. That game gets underway at 5:30 in South Florida. You can hear it on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2, starting with pregame coverage at 5 o'clock. The Western Conference Finals get underway tomorrow.
This is going to be hard. The NBA playoffs moving on without us. This is what I think makes today very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, for lack of a better comparison, it's like running into your ex with their new significant other, and they look real happy. I feel like I have an Ed Sheeran song in my head right now.
Yes, you do. It's something now. Ready to pour out of you, Vinny.
I think I already found the song of the day today. The D-backs jumped out to a 2-0 lead on the road against the Dodgers, but couldn't hold it in a 5-4 loss in Los Angeles. Christian Walker put the Snakes on the board with a solo shot in the second. Josh Rojas knocked in Ketel Marte with a sac fly in the fourth, but the Dodgers would respond with three runs in the fifth. A big error in center field by Alec Thomas. Chris Taylor then hit a two-run shot to make it 5-2 LA in the sixth. David Peralta had a two-run shot of his own in the ninth, but the comeback fell short. D-backs are now 3-20 at Dodger Stadium since the beginning of 2019.
The good news
is they got two games there today, a doubleheader.
Yeah, this is how lonely our sporting existence is going to become without the Suns. I was sitting around last night just watching the game, and I thought to myself, there's not a lot of things that I'm jealous or envious of Los Angeles or Los Angelinos for.
Mm-hmm.
Dodger Stadium's one of them.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you've got a lot more experience there than I do, but the two games in 2017 in that playoff series, you're like, this is a pretty cool environment.
Yeah. Especially when they're feeding you desserts all
night
long.
It was hell getting an Uber out of there.
Yeah, well, that it was.
First game is 12-10 today. Tyler Gilbert will be on the mound against undecided for the Dodgers. I like Gilbert's chances in that one.
Yeah.
Then the night game is at 7-10. Merrill Kelly facing Tyler Anderson. ESPN 620 AM's got the first game. Nightcap can be heard here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Nick Ahmed landed on the injured list for an undisclosed injury, so the speculation is that he's in the health and safety protocols for Major League Baseball. Ahmed hitting .231 with three home runs in 17 games this season. Go on the injured list for an undisclosed injury. The more information that's available to us as human beings, the less is shared.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The Arizona Cardinals signed six players yesterday following rookie minicamp. Among the players signed are former Tennessee and Washington State quarterback Justin Guarantano and Utah running back TJ Pledger. And the Phoenix Mercury are back in action tonight on the road against the Las Vegas Aces. Mercury 2-1 on the season. The Aces off to a 3-1 start. Tip-off is at 7. You can see it on CBS Sports Network. There you go. There's your splash for Tuesday, May 17th. Man, it's already May 17th. I want to remind you, you can win tickets to see Tears for Fears for their Tipping Point World Tour happening at Akshin Pavilion on May 27th.